Tom Karkel and the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Cloudy skies, occasional rain or drizzle, high of about 44. Around the area, Kenosha 43, 44 at this hour in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 43, also 43 in Racine. Police in Mount Pleasant continuing to investigate circumstances of a 15-year-old Racine boy being shot in the stomach while at an apartment within the village. Police learned about it when an officer stopped a speeding eastbound car on Highway 20, found the victim in the back seat being driven to the hospital by his adult cousin. South Shore paramedics responded, took the teen to Ascension All Saints Emergency with a non-life-threatening injury. The Burlington Fire Department, looking to facilitate creation of a new training facility for Western Racine County agencies, has identified the new Public Works facility as the best location due to available space. In speaking with the Common Council and Committee of the Whole, Assistant Chief Eric Jones, who's also in charge of training, said the Public Works site offers the best options, while a second location could be the old sewage treatment plant, though he said it poses what he calls a couple of challenges.
One, as you can see, there would be room for the facility that we're looking into, but then that's about it. There is not a lot of room for apparatus. There's not a lot of room for growth, and the biggest factor and what Chief and I have talked about many times, because we have done trainings down here, is what happens when there's a train.
AC Jones said that they have a planned response with the trains going through the town, so the training site has to be included in that consideration. The new Burlington Fire training facility would be financed with grants and donations, estimated to cost upwards of $200,000. Roughly $5,000 has been collected so far. State Department of Natural Resources does prescribed burns on a number of DNR-owned properties every spring. The list of the sites this year includes several in Racine and Kenosha counties. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Prescribed burns are conducted by trained fire specialists to increase forest health, restore habitat, help control invasive species, and reduce fuel for wildfires. The window for conducting the prescribed burns is relatively small. The moisture level in the ground cover, wind speed and direction, and relative humidity must be just right for a safe and successful burn. In Racine County, prescribed burns are scheduled in the Honey Creek, Tishigan, and Karcher Wildlife Areas and the Eagle Lake Fisheries Area. In Kenosha County, the list includes the Richard Bong State Recreational Area, the Silver Lake Fisheries Area, and the Chewaukee Prairie State Natural Area. The DNR says other areas could be added this spring. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
State Department of Transportation resumed work last week on the resurfacing project for Highway 165 from the interstate to Highway 31 in Pleasant Prairie. This week, that work is scheduled to begin at the intersection of 165 and 31. Because of that project, left turns from both northbound and southbound 31 to 165 will be prohibited for about a month. Long-term single-lane closures on 165 are also scheduled to begin this week. That could cause some congestion. As always, the work is schedule dependent on the weather and always subject to change. And financial assistance from Kenosha County for the embattled First Step homeless shelter on 63rd Street in the city, not out of the question, but the Kenosha County Human Services Department Director John Jansen says there's still a long way to go before he would recommend such help. First Step is a nonprofit run completely by volunteers. It is in danger of losing its city license due to neighborhood opposition. Jansen says part of the problem, the lack of paid professional staffers overseeing a hard-to-handle segment of the homeless population.
They're dealing with a very difficult population, folks that generally don't want our services or help. That certainly doesn't stop folks from agencies that we work with from knocking on the door and seeing how they're doing and if they're ready for any type of assistance. But yeah, those folks generally are just living their lives as they choose and not wanting much interference on it.
First Step City license expires at the end of April. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee will be meeting at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The agenda has just three items: a proposed two-year contract with Benjamin Beer Company, plus an option to extend for three additional one-year terms for the concession services at the North Beach Bathhouse. There's a $5,000 donation from the Mount Pleasant Police Association through their canine calendar sale to the Racine PD's canine unit. And Police Chief Art Howell's request for a budget line item on a program called Race, Equity, and Inclusion, a leadership effort to accelerate results in Racine. Participants started meeting on this last week at Wingspread. Law enforcement breaks open the door to your property for whatever reason, and it's on you to replace it once they're gone, which can either be very costly or perhaps not so expensive thanks to Habitat for Humanity. The community group that's known mainly for building homes has also got a Restore at 2300 DeCoven Avenue on the near west side of Racine. They have doors, according to Executive Director Deanne Wanstein.
When we go to our state convention, we have 40 affiliates throughout the state, and they come up with all their ideas, and we exchange ideas. One of the Restores, either in the Fox Valley or in Dane County, I believe, does a program with their police department that replaces doors in properties where the police have had to kick in doors or open doors without being able to reuse them.
Wanstein talked about the availability of doors with the Village Plan Commission and the possibility of further discussion. Habitat for Humanity is going to be getting a conditional use permit from the Mount Pleasant Village Board tonight to begin construction of a third home in that community at 2109 Racine Street. Racine County's Health and Human Development Committee and the Human Services Board set to meet for the first time since the announcement of talks ended between Villa Healthcare and the county over the proposed sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. That meeting is at 5 p.m. It's in the auditorium of the Isgrove office complex. The only reference to it on the agenda, Ridgewood update from Director Liam Doherty. And if all goes as planned, a wing at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha will soon look more like a floor in a hospital than a college. This summer, Gateway's going to move its nursing program, including high-tech, lifelike patient simulators, into some space that's up for $1 million renovation. This according to Gateway President Brian Albrecht.
Bioscience Center, the whole first floor, will replicate a healthcare facility. So there'll be hospital rooms that'll be built out with human patient simulators in them. So it'll be just like you're walking down the hall and you get an emergency call into room 319, and in 319, the patient will be having some sort of response action, and you have to be able to pick up the charts and go and respond to that.
The project to include the purchase of additional simulation equipment, some of which can be taken on the road to fire departments and hospitals for in-service training. Albrecht and Gateway's interim dean of the nursing program, Ann Wilkinson, say the enhanced simulation center is going to give the nursing students training that just was not possible a few years ago. Right now, our AccuWeather forecast will be coming up in a little bit. We want to tell you that WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. They're in the local news section. Check them out throughout the day. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.